the tablets, which have come onto the scene in such a huge way since the big announcement from Apple a year or so ago with the iPad, is that the form factor turns out to be very non-invasive. It's easily brought into meetings. It's laid down on a table. It's not an open laptop with an open screen that it communicates to everyone else in the room that you're interesting, but what's on my screen in front of me is more important.
Yeah.
So it's non-invasive, but yet it still allows the individuals to be connected to the outside world. And I really think one of the reasons we've seen such great adoption in the enterprise of the tablets in this particular mobile form factor is the fact that the individuals in the corporate suite appreciate the fact that this non-invasive device can be brought along with. And so you've seen a lot of pressure from the top down in organizations to make those tablets connect to the enterprise email servers and enterprise websites and the like, so that since they want it in the C-suite and CIOs have had to conform to make those devices connected, it's made it easier for individuals in the rank and file to literally bring in their, and say, I want my personal device connected to the enterprise. And so it's caused now CIOs to say, hey, maybe we better have a strategy around this because it's hard to maintain 15 different devices, different types of devices connected to the network. Maybe we ought to get a little bit of control around this and standardization.
Well, and that's one of the things that is happening out there is, and I hear it from both information security officers, but also CIOs themselves. Everyone wants to be able to connect to the network now, and they're close to pulling out their hair.
Well, absolutely, because it's expensive. Every time you bring on a new device with a new operating system, with a new set of protocols, it means typically more people and more rules and more exposures. And it amplifies or magnifies the cost for the CIO to kind of keep things under control and within, boundaries of security and risk and the like. And it's a big concern because, most CIOs, at least that I know, continue to be under significant budget constraints, and it's do more with less, do more with less.
Yeah.
And this just adds to
multiply that a lot more in the federal space these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
One of the interesting, and I have an iPad, and I got one on day number one, and because I'm that kind of nerdy, geeky person. And the question that everybody asks me is, has it replaced your laptop? And I'll compare my answer afterwards. I mean, that's one of the questions that a lot of folks ask, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I would say that in rare few instances, and primarily the reason for that is that, thinking towards the enterprise class user, not necessarily the personal consumer at home with a Gmail account.
Right.
The challenge has been that for most of us, that laptop contains our archives of past emails and multiple versions of documents, PowerPoints, Word, Excel spreadsheets, and all manner of other things. And what we're seeing with the tablets is they don't have that storage capacity.
Yeah.
They're thin clients. And so enterprises that are, extremely progressive and have moved a lot of their email systems into cloud-based environments and have moved their documents into cloud-based environments, and there's a variety of them out there. For those enterprises, the tablet represents an opportunity to potentially replace the PC because now all your archives exist in the cloud and you get access to them through your thin client called an iPad or tablet or whatever it happens to be. So
yeah, it's essentially it's a thin client that essentially is just very transportable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So and I think over time it has the potential to do that, but I don't think it's an immediate race to replace every laptop and desktop with a tablet. In fact, we believe that the market for laptops will continue to grow nicely over the next several years.
And at least for me, and because I'm very mobile and I'm working in different places all the time, it's really this is the environment that I use. This is, it has actually replaced my laptop much more than I expected.
I would argue the same, Chris. It certainly has for me too. I take my tablet to every meeting I go into, and fortunately it has enough capacity to have my current emails into it. And especially if I'm going to a meeting where I have Wi-Fi access, I usually can find my documents through another vehicle or two. And And again, it gets back to that thing that you don't like to have the laptop screen yeah. open. So I find myself using it a lot more than I thought I would when I was an early adopter on day one, just like you were.
Yeah, we can be nerdy and geeky together. And this is why we're talking about, I mean, certainly on this show and on a lot of enterprise publications and shows and stuff, they're talking about cloud a lot precisely for these reasons because of the potential that it offers out there.
Well, there is a huge potential in the cloud, and Deloitte has been at the forefront of identifying not only the utility value of cloud in terms of lower cost and whatnot, but the brand new business models and the solutions that are emerging from access to data in the cloud and different ways of collaborating with workers both inside and outside of organizations and the harnessing of social media and that intersection on the cloud model and what it means to all employers to more effectively interact with employees and create brand new ways of accomplishing and solving problems.
One of the real challenge for folks these days, for enterprise folks these days, is for CIOs not to be CINOs, not to be the person who says, no, you can't have the iPad, no, you can't have that tablet, no, you can't do this. And so often these days, people just go and do it anyway. So you have to find some way to do this in a enterprise fashion. That can be really challenging, almost scary.
Well, it's extremely challenging, and it is scary because the unknown is always scary. And you know, but we have in the past, you know, history often repeats itself. We can look backward in time a little bit and see not dissimilar transitions that occurred when the mainframe more or less went away and client server emerged. We had the same type of enterprise structures that were, you know, highly dependent on the mainframe, and CIOs were concerned about all those PCs running around out there. How can I possibly have control of them? And you know what? We figure these things out, and this will be solved as well. And I have great empathy for CIOs who we often forget that when we ask them, in especially in larger enterprises or any enterprise really, to make significant investments in the technology to support what it was we were trying to do. And they're sitting there holding all those investments and often on balance sheets with real dollars. And as it's, you know, suddenly somebody calls student body right, they don't just get to immediately forget about those assets. Those assets are still valuable. They're still producing. And so it's a conundrum, frankly.
Yeah.
It's not easily solved.